With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Montana health officials announced 80 new cases of the COVID-19 illness today, including over 50 cases in Yellowstone County, the majority of which are connected to an assisted living facility in Billings. Jess Sheldahl with YPR News reports the new cases break the state's record for single-day total cases reported.
Yellowstone County reported its highest single-day tally of lab-confirmed COVID-19 cases Tuesday, with a total of 55. The majority of the cases announced are connected to the 15 employees and 43 of the 55 residents at Canyon Creek Memory Care Community who tested positive for COVID-19 in the past few days. Two residents with the virus have been hospitalized. Barbara Schneeman with Riverstone Health, the Yellowstone City County Health Department.
We suspect that COVID-19 came into the facility through either a staff person or a visitor who did not know that they were infected with COVID-19.
According to a spokesperson for Canyon Creek, the facility conducted mass testing of staff and residents on July 3rd after a staff member tested positive for COVID-19. Canyon Creek has isolated residents who tested positive as well as those who may have been exposed to the virus. They are working with Riverstone Health to conduct further testing, tracing contacts of confirmed patients, and ensure the care facility has enough personal protective equipment. Yellowstone County is reporting stressed operations and its ability to conduct contact tracing for all positive COVID-19 cases. For YPR News, I'm Jess Sheldahl.
Today, Governor Steve Bullock announced he will be issuing an emergency rule tomorrow that will require both long-term care and assisted living facilities in Montana to participate in surveillance testing as a continuation or condition of visitation.
So the purpose of this rule is to help prevent what's happened at Canyon Creek moving forward.
Bullock said Canyon Creek was one of 40 assisted living facilities that did not participate in sentinel surveillance testing, which Bullock said the state had encouraged and offered for free. He said 177 out of 217 assisted living facilities and 67 out of 72 long-term care facilities are using sentinel testing. Bullock says moving forward, facilities must test staff and residents in order to offer visitation. Yellowstone County has barred most visits to senior care facilities since July 3rd, after 7 in the county reported infections in residents or staff. Montana State Auditor Matthew Rosendale says he's tested negative for the novel coronavirus a week after being potentially exposed at a GOP fundraising event in Gallatin County. Rosendale, who's running for U.S. House, was one of a handful of Republicans running for statewide office to attend the fundraiser. Greg Gianforte's gubernatorial running mate, Kristen Juris, his wife, Susan Gianforte, State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Elsie Artzen, and Republican candidate for state auditor, Troy Downing, were also in attendance, according to reporting by the Bozeman Daily Chronicle. All said they had been tested and were undergoing 2 weeks of quarantine following the event, also attended by Kimberly Guilfoyle, Donald Trump Jr.'s girlfriend. The New York Times reported Guilfoyle tested positive for COVID-19 last Friday. Montana has seen a striking rise in lab-confirmed COVID-19 cases as the state progresses through the second phase of its reopening plan. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday upheld a stay on parts of construction for the 1,200-mile Keystone XL crude oil pipeline, which broke ground in northern Montana earlier this year. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio reports.
The Supreme Court issued a paragraph-long ruling Monday that gives many utility projects like pipelines across the United States permission to continue construction while an appeal over a nationwide water permit program is ongoing. The ruling's most pointed exception is the Keystone XL pipeline. It blocks construction for the parts of the project that cross waterways while it's caught up in the courts. Doug Hayes with the Sierra Club is one of the attorneys representing environmental advocacy groups that sued the Trump administration last year. Hayes says his clients argue the water permit, called Nationwide Permit 12, is a streamlined process that allows companies to build across U.S. water bodies without factoring in environmental impacts or public input.
If the Keystone XL wants to seek an individual permit process, which is the normal permitting process under the Clean Water Act, they're free to do so. But we see this as a victory for Keystone XL in terms of protecting streams, rivers, wetlands, and protected species along the pipeline route from construction.
In a statement, Keystone XL pipeline developer, Canada-based TC Energy, said that, quote, while today's ruling from the Supreme Court is positive for the oil and gas industry overall, it continues to delay large portions of construction on our Keystone XL project and the thousands of high-paying union jobs that come with it, unquote. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling did not include a reason for its decision or exception of the Keystone XL pipeline. Earlier this spring, Montana federal judge Brian Morris vacated Nationwide Permit 12 for failing to follow the Endangered Species Act. The Trump administration filed to appeal the court's decision, and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will consider the case in the fall. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Officials from Lake County and the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes announced today there's evidence that COVID-19 is community spread in the Mission Valley. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports.
The Lake County CSKT Unified Command Center says there are 22 active cases in Lake County and on the Flathead Indian Reservation. Several cases identified in recent days have no known sources for contracting the virus, suggesting community spread. That concerns public health officials who say the area has a limited number of health professionals to respond to a significant increase in cases. The reservation remains under a shelter-in-place order, though tribal leaders voted last month to lift that order, July 13th. The tribes have not said whether recent cases will impact that decision. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
The federal government is scrapping plans to reintroduce grizzly bears to the North Cascades ecosystem. U.S. Secretary of the Interior David L. Bernhardt told a meeting of community members in Washington State today that his agency will not conduct the environmental impact statement needed to move forward. Bernhardt says grizzly bears are not in danger of extinction, and the Department of the Interior will focus on managing healthy grizzly bear populations across their existing range. The department began planning the environmental review process in 2015 under the Obama administration. The environmental group Conservation Northwest says it's disappointed in the decision. Firefighters from the Crow Nation in South Central Montana responded to a handful of wildfires sparked over the holiday weekend. Caitlin Nicholas reports.
Firefighters from the Crow Nation in South Central Montana responded to a handful of wildfires sparked over the holiday weekend. Pinecone Fire, the largest 4th of July weekend fire in Bighorn County, burned over 32 acres of grass, brush, and timber in Montana's Sarpy Mountains. It was monitored from a helicopter and two fire engines by Crow Agency's Bureau of Indian Affairs Fire and Aviation crew. It has since been contained. John Cohn, the agency's information officer, says the past 3 years have seen more rain, which causes long grass to grow, which could be dangerous this summer.
The grass is really thick. There's going to be a lot to burn when it dries out here soon. Grass fires are more dangerous than forest fires. More people get burned on grass fires than on forest fires. The flames move so fast.
The Crow Agency BIA responded to 7 firework incidents over July 4th and 5th in Pryor and Crow Agency, as well as a trash fire in Lodgegrass. The Billings Interagency Dispatch Center has reported 11 wildfires since Friday. For YPR News, I'm Caitlin Nicholas.
Caitlin Nicholas is Yellowstone Public Radio's Report for America Tribal Affairs reporter. Yellowstone National Park moved its fire danger from low to moderate today. There are currently no active fires or fire restrictions in the park. Campfires are always only permitted with fire rings at campgrounds and some backcountry campsites. The National Interagency Fire Center is predicting an above-normal fire potential in western Montana this summer. Earlier this week, the Missoula County Fire Protection Association also raised its fire danger to moderate. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi.